The meetings begin. In the first few days, the pattern of labor was established. Ellen White demonstrated her deep interest by a faithful record penned in her correspondence and from day to day in her diary. Of the meetings on the first Sabbath, she wrote. There was a meeting in the forenoon after the Sabbath school. Quite a number of our neighbors at Dora Creek and Martinsville attended the meeting. Some brought luncheons, but we prepared food for most of them. They took their refreshments under the trees. About 45 united in this partaking of food together, and all seemed to have an enjoyable time. At 3 o'clock, I spoke to the people in regard to the parable Jesus gave to his disciples concerning the leaven which the woman put in the meal. Writing to Haskell, she related an experience that came to her during the week. She seemed to be standing before a company speaking on the subject of faith, and showing that because of deficiencies in the experience of church members, they were far behind in faith. Then the Word of God was opened before me in a most beautiful, striking light. Page after page was turned, and I read the gracious invitations and words of entreaty to seek God's glory and God's will, and all other things would be added. These invitations, promises, and assurances stood out as in golden letters. "Why do you not grasp them?" I said. "Seek first to know God before any other thing. Search the Scriptures. Feed on the words of Christ, which are spirit and life, and your knowledge will enlarge and expand. Study your Bible. Study not the philosophy contained in many books, but study the philosophy of the Word of the living God." And so it was from day to day through the whole week. The program for the last Sabbath was much like the week before. There are one or two from Dora Creek keeping their first Sabbath, Ellen White joyfully reported. She sent her horses and carriages to Dora Creek to bring all that they could carry. Some 40 people joined in the lunch under the trees. Sunday's morning and afternoon meetings brought the fruitful week of prayer to a close as reported by Ellen White, with the house of worship full on Sunday afternoon and many not of our faith present. Each day brought new opportunities, with attendance at all meetings accelerating. Ellen White seems to have struck the keynote when in writing to Elder Daniels concerning the spiritual revival. "We are doing all we can to enlighten minds in regard to exercising faith and trust in God. Here lies our great deficiency. Oh, let us know what it is to have living faith in the Word of God. We must talk faith, we must sing faith, act faith, and then we shall see the deep moving of the Spirit of God. We are weak on this point, when we should be strong."